A big discovery hit the news in the last week. A fragment of rock, a zircon, clocking in at 4.4 billion years old, was found in Australia. And scientists say it gives us insight into the early development of our planet.
The scientist who led the effort behind the discovery is in the studio now. John Valley is professor of geoscience at the UW-Madison. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here today, Rob.
Well, when we're talking about an item that's 4 billion years old, how do we measure something like that?
Well, geologists use a system called uranium-lead geochronology, and it's based on the natural radioactive decay of uranium to lead. We know the rate at which that occurs, and so we use this for minerals like zircon in particular, which form by concentrating uranium and with no lead. And so when we measure the ratio of lead to uranium, that tells us the age.
Now, I know this rock was found in Australia, but before we get to, you know, some of the things about what the discovery might mean, can you talk about how the rock was discovered and what zircon is?
Well, the place where it was discovered is a sheep station, a ranch of about 750,000 acres, a huge place. It's a very, very flat, very remote part of Australia. And we were working in the Jack Hills, which are a low ridge of hills that rise above this plain. And there are metamorphosed sandstones and conglomerates, which are rocks that might form on a beach or in a landslide sort of environment, sand and gravel that's been solidified. And literally some of the sands of some of the grains of sand on this beach were the mineral zircon. And the beach itself was formed 3 billion years ago, and some of the grains of sand were as much as 1.4 billion years old on that day.
Wow. So how, as you're sifting through this, how do you pick out the bits that might be the earliest materials we can find, these almost four and a half billion-year-old fragments?
Well, it takes a lot of perseverance. Zircon's actually quite a common mineral on the Earth's crust, but it's always a trace mineral. And so most igneous rocks that form from a magma, contain zircons. And so you crush up these rocks, and typically the zircons are one part in 1,000, one part in 10,000 of the rock. But by the time you've crushed up 100 kilograms of rock, you might have 1 million zircons. So then the trick is to figure out which ones are old. And we do this by dating, by the uranium lead method, using an instrument called an ion microprobe.
So all this time I've been picturing a rock about the size of a baseball that you could toss in your hand, and you're talking about a tiny fragment of a rock.
It's not even a big grain of sand. It's a small grain of sand. The crystal we reported this week is actually one of the largest zircons we've worked on. If it was in the palm of your hand, you probably wouldn't see it without a lens. It's twice the diameter of a human hair.
Wow.
And about the same length.
So you don't want to lose track of it.
Well, what we do is we embed them in epoxy. We cast them in epoxy in 1-inch round pucks, and then we polish into them.
So you've got this 4.4 billion-year-old grain of sand, grain of zircon here. What is that telling us now about the age of the Earth and how the Earth came to be what it is?
Well, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. So this represents a solid material that had formed within 100 million years of the formation and the birth of our planet. And previous to finding the first 4.4 billion years, zircon, which was actually 10 years ago when we first reported a crystal like this. This is the second one. Previous to finding these crystals, it was thought that there was no solid material preserved from this period on Earth, that the earliest Earth was what we call Hadean. The name of this period geologically is the Hadean Eon. And we had thought that the oldest rocks that are known are 4.0 billion years old, and we had thought that there was nothing that would be older. And so when we found these, that was quite a surprise.
So Earth was hot magma before this. These kind of findings tell us that it cooled off and solidified earlier than we previously thought. Am I hearing that right?
Yes. What we've done now is to verify the age. And now that we've verified the age of the zircon, it gives us greater confidence in other measurements we've made, one of which is the oxygen isotope ratio. And the oxygen isotopes are sensitive to temperature. And so by studying these old zircons, we know that as early as 4.3 billion years ago, the surface of the Earth had cooled sufficiently that the thick, heavy steam atmosphere that had existed earlier had condensed to form oceans. And once you have oceans on a planet, then it becomes habitable. So we have no direct evidence that there actually was life at 4.3 billion years ago, but there is no evidence that there wasn't. So it becomes a very interesting hypothesis. That compares to the oldest known microfossils, microscopic fossils, that are 800 million years younger. So this really expands the period of time over which life might have emerged.
Now, some years back, you co-wrote an article called Zircons Are Forever. I love that title. Why can zircons last so long?
Well, it's a very hard mineral. It's very thermally resistant. It's chemically inert. They just tend to persist in the rock record for a long time. But actually, what we've done in this paper this week is to prove that this zircon really is forever. And when we published the first 4.4 billion year age in 2001, many people said, well, you know, maybe the lead moved around a little bit, and maybe the zircon wasn't really a closed system, which is an inherent assumption. And in science, nothing's ever accepted, especially if it's important. You have to prove it. And so what we've finally done, using a new technique called an atom probe, which is actually manufactured right here in Madison, Wisconsin by Cameco. Using this new technique, the atom probe, we've shown that the lead does move around, but by such little short distances that it has no effect on the geochronology, and the ages are correct.
I always wonder when thinking about astronomers and geologists who deal in these really long scales of time, you're thinking in billions of years. Does that change the way you think about time on a daily basis in your life?
I guess you have to abstract that a little bit. I certainly don't worry about billions of years when I look at my retirement fund.
Well, what's next for this piece of rock, and what will it mean when everything is corroborated?
Well, we're planning many other studies similar to this. I keep thinking every time we do something that we're done with the Jack Hill zircons, there's nothing possibly new that we can learn and keep being surprised. So I'm sure there will be new things with the Jack Hill zircons. But where we're going with the atom probe next is we're going to study zircons from the moon that were returned by the Apollo astronauts.
Oh, look forward to hearing about that. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today. Fascinating stuff.
Thank you.
That was John Valley. He's professor of geoscience at the UW-Madison, talking about a 4.4 billion-year-old zircon. Their findings, his group's findings, are in the latest edition of the journal Geoscience.